This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Denver police say they have a security plan for tomorrow's parade for the Denver Nuggets. The plan comes after a shooting during Nuggets celebrations early Tuesday when 10 people were shot. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says people should be aware that there's always the possibility of danger in large gatherings.
There are far too many guns in our community today, far too many individuals that act irresponsibly with weapons.
Two suspects connected to the shooting were arrested. All of the victims are expected to survive. Colorado is going wolf shopping. CPR Sam Brash explains the state may look to Washington State.
Voters narrowly approved wolf reintroduction in 2020, and Colorado has until the end of the year to put paws on the ground. Turns out they're missing one pretty important piece. Actual wolves. No other state has agreed to donate the controversial predators. It's now clear Colorado has turned to Washington State. In a letter sent last month, Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Jeff Davis asked his Washington counterparts to donate wolves. The letter also mentions plans for similar requests to Montana, Idaho, and Oregon. Washington wildlife managers will discuss the idea next week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A large rock slide has blocked Colorado Highway 7 near Allens Park to U.S. Highway 36 in Lyons. Highway crews are working to clear the debris, but CDOT expects Highway 7 to be closed for a while. Motorists should avoid the area. Highs on the Front Range in the 60s tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.